Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Neato Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
Hey, I'm Haley Costas, and this is my Small Studio session. I'm here with my little brother, Tyler Costas, and our first song is called Easier Said. You made your name. Climbing mountains, fighting those of bigger strength. Ooh, I'd do anything. Covered all the tracks to places only I knew. I guess it's time to run away from the fire in the castle and the arrows in the western sky. Everything we want is slipping by, 'cause we went too fast, too hard. We begged our God for the wrong cause.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. This next song is is called Villain. It's one of my most recent songs, and it's not yet full studio recorded, but it started as an idea from an ad. The beat is a 6/8, like da 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 da. That's how it will be with a full band. So it started from, it was an ad for to go to like Italy or something. It was some hotels.com. So it kind of grew from there. Some songs take really long to kind of track down and finish, and this one just kind of wrote itself. And this is called Villain, like I said. I've been up lately just sorting the wreckage, claiming all that I've carried alone. You were the savior, the man in white of the story we told. Can't be bothered by holy water, it's rising up and I can't move fast enough. Slow it down just a little bit. This is a song that I wrote about just not being able to get the timing right with somebody. I was living in Broad Ripple at the time, and like I love the Monon, and so I spent a lot of time by the White River, and I love writing about nature in general. So there's a lot of like little indie shout outs in this song that I love. This is called Don't Wait Up For Me. Can't deny. your hand in mine. This is the work of a dangerous kind. Don't wait up for me, darling. The creatures will find my remains. Cross paths still will wander while I lie in the white. You wait on its banks. We've been at this too long. Proudly convinced it still isn't enough. Let's call it now. Afraid if we don't, we'll keep falling now. Open your eyes. This is still working against us. Don't wait up for me, darling. The creatures will find my remains. Cross paths till we're wandering while I lie in the white. You wait on its banks. We've been at this too long. Proudly convinced it still isn't enough. Don't wait up for me, darling. No, I wanna love till you're gone. Will find my remains. Cross paths still will wander while I lie in the white. You wait on its banks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. This next song is called Candlelight. It's off my EP, which you can find on my website, which is HaleyCostas.com. And I wrote it. I did some traveling in Australia a couple years ago. And it's another sad breakup song, which I apparently am really good at. but it really helped me process the end of something. And while being in a foreign country and not having any of my comforts, my usual comforts, my car, my normal house, anything like that. So, and I think music can really do that. Yeah, it's quite therapeutic. So this is called Candlelight.
Done before we started, never mind what I would do. You said I caused one too many broken hearts to be alone with you. And I know that you believe me, darling, what you're mad about. once we filled our heads with fairy tales and regrets, had adapted to the boredom till the day that we met. I wasn't threatened by the defense, maybe that's a warning sign. We were ready for the dare, but never for the decline. Yeah, yeah, by candlelight, your eyes are full of hope since I arrived. Yeah, and I won't find a flaw in you, just the fatal truth I made for another.
Thank you. Cool. We just have one more for you. This last song, I just changed to pipe organ. This last song is called Up in Arms. It was kind of the title, not the title track, but it was my main like single from my EP. And I wrote it again in Australia, just when all of my usual, like my usual routine had been stripped from me. And it was kind of like an internal, me trying to work out some kind of internal battle that I think I'm still searching to kind of figure out. And I think that's really cool, like in music, A, songs mean different things for different people, but B, like there's never a neat and tidy like end to the story. At least there doesn't have to be. And so this song is kind of just, it was my life, and I'm still working through the issues that I was working through. They've changed a little bit, but there's never this neat and tidy ending. And that's okay. So this is called Up in Arms. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Town to a poor man behind the old forgotten tree is the field where I weep. I should have known now, I should have known now. Up in arms fighting a civil war, ashes spread now that we're free. Take me back, sailing. have nothing to raise to hide. Chase after me till we're up in arms. We're losing our shit for a while. Ashes spreading now that we're free.
Us. Again, my name's Haley Costas, and this is Tyler Costas. Thanks for having us.
And now, an interview with Haley Costas from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Well, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm almost 27.
Okay, so. And where are you from?
I'm from Northwest Indiana, at Valpo. Mm-hmm.
And how did you end up in Indianapolis?
I ended up in Indy because I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I did pharmacy for a while at Purdue, realized I didn't really want to do that. I dropped out for like 6 months and worked at an orphanage in South Africa. And during that time, kind of refocused and figured out how to basically get through college the quickest way that I could. So up until that point, I had taken a lot of science classes. So I decided to do nursing. And my mom's a nurse. I have several nurses in my family. And the more I thought about it, it just kind of made sense. So I came back and did a accelerated nursing program and got my BSN like in 15 months and moved down here because I wanted to be at a large trauma hospital. So, yeah.
Which hospital and why trauma nursing?
Yeah. I think trauma nursing, I just really wanted to figure out. So I did my first year actually on a renal unit. Yeah, at Methodist. And after that year, I wanted to do more. I wanted to do ER. I've always loved emergency nursing. And I've loved how when I've seen ER nurses, like just as a, as a new nurse, when I saw people down in the ER, I loved their, like, the pace of it, the flow of it. It was very teamwork oriented. And trauma is awesome. Some would say trauma is actually easier than having straight up medical patients because you know the cause of the injury. Like if somebody, patients are kind of like puzzles. If they come in and they're just like not feeling well, right? You have to do a bunch of tests and figure out what's wrong with them. With trauma, it's like, no, I see you fell and broke your leg. I see the injury. So I don't know one way or the other, but I loved being around. I love the fast pace of it and seeing really sick patients and seeing them get better. It's super fulfilling. And it's very much like right brain, left brain. I need both. You can't really deviate from a nursing, like there's procedures and protocols for a reason, so you can't be creative with like how you're gonna insert an IV or anything. You know, you have to do it the way that doesn't have infection and all sorts of stuff, and so it won't infiltrate and everything. And so songwriting has been really instrumental in just helping me kind of balance out between those two.
And when did you start writing songs and performing songs?
So I really haven't been performing for very long. I grew up with a very strong sense of like that music couldn't be like a career for me, kind of just like a pressure I put on myself. And so I would write. I released a my first EP in high school, and I listened to it the other day, and it's just like, I mean, it was Taylor Swift at the peak of her, like, her first, like, Tim McGraw and all that, and I was just like loving it. So it's full of that ish kind of love songs to boys that I had no idea who they even like. They didn't even know me. So it's super painful to re-listen to, but it made me appreciate, like, my journey and everything. And I still get some texts from friends who still have my first EP from high school, and they'll listen to it with, like, their kids and stuff. It's kind of funny. But I just started I went to Australia to study songwriting, and I got back about a year ago. And since getting back, I've released an EP, and that's when I started to really play out more and get some people together and play with, like, a full band. And I still do solo shows and stuff, but I got more into it when I came back. Yeah.
Why did you go to Australia to study music?
I went to study songwriting at this school called Hillsong. It was associated with a church. I was trying to explore what I could do with music. So I thought, I've grown up in the church, and I thought about worship leading and or doing some type of music in the church. And they do really great church music. And it was in Australia. So I was super burnt out at that point at the hospital. I had a situation that I actually wrote a song about. But I had a really traumatic night with something that I was just like, I think I need to not do this type of nursing for a while. And so I left. I think I resigned, like, the next day I put in my – it was either the next day or the day after I put in my 2 weeks, and then decided to go to Australia. Yeah.
So you learned your songwriting there, but you came back and you've gone back to nursing as well?
Correct. I do, like – it's such a, like – I wouldn't even say love hate, because I don't hate it. It's a hard job, and it's, like, kind of thankless. I mean, there are a lot of people who, like, you know, will tell you that they appreciate you when you're in the hospital, but you're seeing people on their worst days. Like, nobody wants to be in the ER, right? And they're not in the best mood, probably. Visits take longer than, you know, you have to do all this testing, and it takes a long time to get results and everything. And so I think, yeah, I love, but then you get something back, and it's just like, oh, you have appendicitis. Like, we know what you have, and now this plan, like, this action plan. So I love it, and I missed it. I didn't do it in Australia. And I was only there for about 6 months, but I missed it when I was gone. And I know I needed to have a little bit of nursing in my life, especially what we were just saying, like, balancing, trying to make myself balanced. Yeah. And so, I mean, I've been writing my whole life as far as songwriting, but yeah. Yeah.
But the schedule, like, your nursing schedule is...
Yeah.
Unusual.
Really, yeah. So I work nights, and I'll, if I have a gig, I can technically work the night before, because I get off at 7 a.m., then I'll go and sleep for a few hours and get up and probably make it to load in at whatever, 3 or 4. But I like to work all my days in a row. I think most nurses do that. We work like 3 12-hour shifts, and so I'll kind of just not be a normal person for 3 days. And at the end of that, it really has worked out well for music, because I have, once I clock out at the hospital, I really don't have any responsibility. I'm not on call, you know. I don't have patients that I'm seeing, like, in an office or anything that I have to follow up with. So it really is the best of both worlds. I clock in for nursing, clock out, and then I just get, like, undevoted or... like, no distractions as far as time for my music.
But there seems like a lot of parallels, actually, between ER nursing and performing on stage. I mean, the night kind of thing, the crazy, you don't know where you're going next, you don't know what's going to happen next, and you just,
That's so true.
You react.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's cool. Yeah, it's so funny. I don't know why I like crave the like I hate that stomach feeling, you know, like the nervous, anxious feeling, but I like crave it. It's this like definitely. Yeah. So it's kind of funny.
How did you get the courage then to enter the Bar to Star contest with WFAI?
Yeah. Well, at that point I had been playing out a while, and I really like, I am obsessed with Carole King. So first off, I once it was about like had anything to do with Beautiful, I was like very down. I saw Beautiful in London over the summer, and like that girl just did not even care. She had failure was like not an option for her. She just she literally just went for it and didn't. I mean, she never second guessed herself. So anyway, that was really instrumental in my music. I mean, she never gave up. And so I felt like it was kind of like the stars kind of aligned a little bit because she was so instrumental in my songwriting. I was like, I have to enter this contest and everything. And I had just written, everything kind of just worked out. I had just written a new song that I was pumped about. And yeah, and I was like, I thought I had as good a chance as anybody. So might as well.
How do you use that inspiration from her and your work experience and channel that into your music?
Yeah. So I think it's hard because being an ER nurse, you like really crave like getting stuff done. Like, okay, I need to do XYZ on these four patients and get it done and get moved on. And it's all about like tying up these, you know, all your bows and crossing all your T's and everything. And for music, it's like, it's not about that at all. So I think it's really helped. Whenever I've tried to channel, like whenever I've tried to make songs fit certain patterns, or like just tried to work through something when it's not really working, like not paying, what I'm saying is like not when you don't pay attention to like where that the song needs a break, that you need to that the creativity is just not there right now. That's when I think my songwriting has like helped my nursing, because it's not, life is, I mean, that's not realistic to just be able to get all your tasks done every time. Like, you're going to leave situations messy. You're going to leave songs unfinished. You're going to have to rewrite them. And if anything, yeah, I think my songwriting has made me more patient and more understanding in nursing and in life too. But yeah.
What was the experience like performing there in Clues before Beautiful?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. I was just like, it just felt like, I said, the stars aligned. Like, I love everything that musical stands for. And it was surreal to be able to see it again. Like, just getting tickets to it would have been like, so, I mean, I would have done it just for that. But being able to perform, and it kind of like, it's like, I mean, everybody's, you know, everybody's on their journey. And I know Carole probably did something similar, you know, back in the day. I mean, she took every opportunity that she had. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Are there any one of her songs that just resonate with you more than others, and why?
Yes. What song did I do for? The song that I sang. What was the name of that song that I sang that night? It's my mom's favorite Carole King song. I'm totally blanking. But yeah, my mom is.
Well, The Woman Only is, she's only written like a bazillion songs.
I know,
so I
right?
can't believe you can't remember.
And I just played like five of mine, and I have changed those titles a million times. So I'm trying to get everybody's. Oh, yeah. I've played So Far Away. That's what it is. I knew it was something about away. So I played that for that on that night. And that is my mom's favorite Carole King song. She's a really accomplished pianist, and I love a sad song, you know? Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore. I mean, and it's all about, yeah, just life changes and moving on and yeah, it's a good song. It's processing feels, you know? So
I'm guessing both your nursing and music career is how you've been doing it. It's like literally 24 hours at a time as you look towards the future.
Yeah, I definitely take one day at a time. I mean, my dad has like 18 jobs. He's a mayor of Valmont. He is a lawyer. We have businesses. So I will always have multiple passions, and I always want to have different jobs and jobs that aren't really related. And I can't see myself doing one thing 24/7. Life is too short. And yeah, so they just got their pilot's license, my dad and brother, last year. So that's the newest addition to the like lengthy list of random accomplishments. So yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.